Joe, opponent Cheryl LaBarre of Hayward says the stalled bill that would speed up the permitting process of iron ore mining for the Pinoakie Range has generated more interest in recalling Joe.
It certainly did. People are very frustrated and upset and angry over it. I've had tons of calls, tons of emails, tons of Facebook, people saying, let's go.
LaBarre, with the backing of the Milwaukee-based group Citizens for Responsible Government, is heading an effort that will decide whether or not to collect signatures to recall Jouk. She says this stems from his opposition to a Republican-backed mining bill. She says it doesn't matter that Jouk is co-sponsoring an alternative mining bill with Republican State Senator Dale Schultz.
Not at all. His mining bill is exactly what we've said all along. No mining.
As for Jouk, he says he's not worrying about a recall now.
Right now, I am completely committed to trying to come up with a responsible mining law.
Jouk was first elected to the state assembly in 1982 and then to the Senate in 1986. It would take more than 15,000 signatures to trigger a recall election. LaBarre says if Jouk votes for the Republican mining bill, they won't launch the recall. Jouk says that won't happen. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.